Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi from Chuck Chat Freestyle once again with a Dog Days of Podcasting for the Dog Days of Podcasting of summer. It's day 21 in real time. It is August 21st in retirement time because we're on our road to retirement. It is Tuesday, July 16th, but I'm going to save that for a second because in real time on August 21st, I woke up to a bit of a surprise this morning. Some of you will already know this because it was on social media. I heard water running. I get up about 5:20, 5:15-ish, and I stepped out of the bedroom, and I hear water running. And it rained last night, so I'm kind of worried. Like, do we have a leaky roof? Turn on the guest bathroom light, and found water pouring from this big crack in the ceiling. Going, uh-oh, maybe we do have a leaky roof. That'd be bad, because we just had the roof redone 10 years ago. And it's one of these terracotta concrete tile roofs that last 30 years. It should not be a problem. And even worse, there's solar panels up there. This is not a good way to start my day. Not to mention the leak that's there. I thought, well, wait a minute. It rained last night, but it hasn't rained in several hours. So either something is really soaked or there's a leak in the piping up there. And I went, well, that can't be, because Mr. Michael R. Menengay, who used to live here, had a similar problem about 12 years ago when the plastic piping, it wasn't PEX back then, it was like this old poly crap, and it leaked, causing a collapse in the ceiling in that same bathroom. And it started him to remodel the house, beginning with that bathroom and working out. And he basically redid the whole interior of the house from start to finish in a few years. And I thought, that can't be. It can't be the pipe. So I said, you know what? I just need some time to clear my head. Went out for a short half-hour walk, came back, and it was still dripping, even worse. I went, this isn't from the rain. So I grabbed the ladder. I didn't want to wake up Donna at 5:30 either. When I discovered this, I said, you know, let her rest. She stays up a little later than I do and gets up a little later. But at 6:30, I went, I have to go up in the attic and look what's going on. Went up in the attic and I hear, psst. One of the pipes had sprung a leak. I said, that's not right. That's copper. Well, there was a section of gray plastic pipe nearby. And I thought that's what it was. Like, hey, maybe Michael didn't replace all of the copper or all the plastic with copper. As it turns out, I shut the house water off to stop any further damage and started looking around the rest of the house going, man, that thing was spraying into the next room or over the next room. I better go look and see. Ceiling looked fine. I didn't see any water damage, but it was not a good situation. We called the plumber, scheduled something online. The plumber said, we'll be out between 8 and 10 just to make a quick repair. I said, yeah, first thing is we fix that. Lisa texts about 7 a.m. going, how come there's no water? I said, oh, we have a leak. And it shut off the main house and the guest house. They have a single shutoff valve. I said, oh, okay. Then I also said, well, let's see if we can get a contractor going. So I didn't know where to start, but I do recall a conversation with a mutual friend, Tim Adamek, who some of you may know from Slice of Sci-Fi days. Tim lives about a mile up the road, and he pinged me back in May saying, you know any good contractors? And jokingly, I said, yeah, it's Mr. Menengay, and he moved to Texas, so no, I don't have any good local contractors. He came, I reached out to him and said, did you ever find that contractor? He said, yeah, actually, he's finishing up a bathroom remodel for me. Sent me some pictures. I said, well, it looks like he does good work. He says, yeah, good work, good communication. How about I give him your number? Because I sent him a picture. I said, my ceiling is about to fall in. And you know, things worked out pretty well. I'm feeling, for as bad as it is, there's a big hole in my guest bathroom. The plumber came over quickly. It turned out to be a copper instead of plastic. Because if it was plastic, I'd be going, oh man, there's more work to be done. And he just spliced in new. Turns out there it's this thing called a shark bite, which is sort of like a patch for copper pipes. It's sort of clamp that fits around copper pipes. And the fittings on the end of it had rotted, got chewed off. I don't know. There may or may not have been traces of rats biting the plastic. So it just eventually let loose. It should not have been there in the first place. I sent Mr. Meninger a picture. I said, hey, deja vu anyone? He goes, yeah, that's what kind of what it looked like. I said, who, do you have any more of these little shark bite things hanging around? He goes, I don't think so. I'm not even sure how that one got there. So a bit of a mystery. And like any other home ownership, you're at the mercies of whatever nature throws at you or whatever time throws at you. So I may be in for another leak. I may not. The future owners may be in for another leak. Probably somewhere down the line, something's going to leak or spark or fall down or crack or something. That's just the nature of home ownership. But this could have been a lot worse. Thinking a week out, we'd be at Dragon Con. That would suck because it would be sitting there spraying for days before anybody noticed. It could have happened while we were traveling around in October for a few weeks. That'd be bad. It could have been a leak in the roof. That would have sucked too. It could have been the plastic piping, which meant more expensive replumbing of major things. That would have been bad. So all in all, we got a plumber on site quickly. We got a contractor over here. He's coming back tomorrow to give us a more serious estimate now that he knows what's up with what repairs need to be done. But it's going to be a bit of an ouchie to the wallet, but I'm feeling pretty good on where we are. I did some checking in the adjacent closet, which is in the studio. I had everything in there from the old mixer to vinyl. There was a little bit of damp carpet, so a couple of boxes got soggy, and that's about it. I really lucked out on this. It must have only been sprung a leak for a few hours, if anything. So not too bad. That's the news from the home front. Let's go back in the time machine back to the 16th. I'm going to cover a couple of them just to get things moving along on the calendar. The 16th, 17th, and 18th. So Tuesday, July 16th, I found myself on a call with our larger marketing group, our sub-marketing group called the Product and Solutions Marketing Group. And we have a quarterly meeting, and they started talking about their 2025 planning, which thrills me to death that we're talking about this in August and not in January. Like, that drove me absolutely nuts for the last couple of years. Let's do our annual planning in the first quarter. Well, by then you're already a quarter behind. That was on a couple of recent employee surveys. Stop doing this. You know what the budget is, and then by the time you get to 2025, you can't adjust the budget, so planning your stuff in the first quarter doesn't do you any good. Felt like we were handcuffed and penalized at the same time. So, outstanding. We're doing planning in 2025, but I'm not going to be there for any of it, okay? They started this thing called Project Kondo, which is for Marie Kondo. Many people knew her, know her. I didn't. So, when they started throwing this name around, I'm like, who is this? Oh, it's that famous person who goes in and helps people clean things out and only keep it if it sparks joy. I'm like, I still have no clue what you're talking about. But it's just a way of doing house cleaning and scrutinizing everything that we do and have and create. And I said, well, that's great. Sounds kind of fluffy, sparking joy with our customers. But again, I don't have to be around to deal with it. I'm trying to fight the urge to be cynical, to stop caring. These are still my coworkers. These are still my friends. But it's really hard to get interested in stuff at this point when I'm kind of interested because I can throw ideas out there and don't have to implement them. On the other hand, I don't get to see the fruits of them either. I don't get to travel. I don't get to be with our customers and coworkers and whatnot. So it's kind of a double-edged sword right now. And that's what was going through my mind. Let's skip to Wednesday the 17th. Was doing a bit of recording on my Zoom H6, and I took the SD card out of it and put it in my work laptop, and it wouldn't read it. So I put it in the Mac Mini, and it worked fine. Like, this is odd. And I thought maybe our corporate security cranked down something so it doesn't read the SD card slot in my MacBook Pro with the M3 Pro, the new machine I got in May. I put it in there. It wouldn't work. Then, you know what? This is screwy. So I got the files off that I need. I tried rebooting. I tried updating policies. I'm working with IT. Go, do I need to like ask for something to be whitelisted or approved? No, it should just work. I said, okay. I tried another SD card, which worked. I said, there's something about this. So I just reformatted it. I think I reformatted it on the Mac and it worked. So it works in the H6 and it works in the Mac. And I went, that was just kind of creepy, spooky, weird, but okay, let's move forward. So something about the work machine. I've since used it on my personal machine. It works fine. Thursday, the 18th, T-minus 50 days. Donna and I were off to Maui to spend a week with my good friend Mark and his wife, Sonia. I call this our practice retirement trip. We were spending a week on Maui. We have a timeshare there. We had talked about this for probably the better part of a year or year and a half with Mark and Sonia. Looking forward to it. It was Mark's birthday on the 21st. We said, let's celebrate your birthday. They had their 30th wedding anniversary in 2023, but did not have a chance to celebrate that. So we're going through the practice and just spending time with friends and family. That's why I'm retiring. So I got a really, really nice time with this. We did some stupid stuff like played in waves that were too big for us, but you know, got a little adrenaline going, a little exercise. But nobody got hurt. It was a good time. It was I have to tell the backstory of Mark and Sonia and you know, the relationship we've had over the last 30 plus years. Mark, I met Mark in high school in my sophomore year. We were in the same geometry class. He's been a very good friend to me. We don't have many of the same interests, but we gravitated towards each other just from, I think, from a sense of humor. I didn't have many friends until I met Mark. I was, you know, one of those kids that got picked on a lot. So when I met Mark, we bonded strongly. He introduced me, or shall I say, reintroduced me to my faith. So I thank him eternally for that. He introduced me to roller skating, which led to being a DJ at the roller rink, which led to being a service technician at the computer store, which led to, you can see kind of where this is going. So he's had a big impact in my life. And we made a pact in high school and said, you know what? If we ever get married, you can be my best man and I'll be your best man. When you're 15, this doesn't really mean much, but fast forward about 8 years for me and what would it be, 13 years for him, we made that come true. And at his wedding, he was part of the Big Brothers Big Sisters program. He was living in Sioux Falls, South Dakota at the time, actually still does. He met this wonderful young woman named Sonia, and they were getting married. Well, his little brother from the Big Brothers Big Sisters program said, hey, you want to play a joke on Mark? Just, we didn't really have anything in mind. You know, some people write, help me, on the bottom of the groom's shoes. If they're kneeling down, you get to see that. Some people will, do different things. And I said, what did you have in mind, John? He says, well, I've got this gumball that'll turn Mark's mouth blue. I said, that's pretty funny. But you can't just walk up and go, hey, you want some gum? So I came up with this plan. Based on the way things were going at the service, before the ceremony, they had their photos taken. A lot of people have the photos taken after the ceremony. I went, oh, that's nice. That's different. You know, you're still smiling. You're still in love. Nothing's happened yet. And they were taking photos. And then simultaneously, elsewhere in the church, people were making sandwiches for after the ceremony. So I said, pictures are over. Mark, did you get something to eat? Because it's about noon at this point. He goes, no. I said, go grab a ham sandwich. They're making them on the third floor or whatever it was. And he came back and said, thanks. No, like I care at this point. And I said, did you bring a toothbrush or you got some gum or something? He goes, no. I said, here, how about this gum? And he took it and he chewed it and his mouth turned blue. I mean, teeth blue, tongue blue, everything was blue. He goes, oh, thanks, man. I said, now go look in the mirror. He looked in the mirror and he was like, USOB, but he was too decent to swear. Donna and I brought a toothbrush and toothpaste, said, here, now go brush your teeth, thinking it would come off. It did not. He brushed three times, got most of it off the teeth, but his tongue was still like jet blue. It was blue. And during the ceremony, you got the people in the pews, you've got the bride and groom facing with their backs to the people. So they're at the front of the church facing the pastor's face. And the wedding party, the groomsmen and the bridesmaids are kind of flanking them, but facing the audience. So I am able to see Mark and Sonia's faces. And during the songs, Mark is singing, but he also is sticking out his tongue at me when no one else can see this except maybe the pastor and the rest of the wedding party. You know, so he's going, "Oh, God's children," blah, and sticks out his tongue. And I am in tears trying to hold it together. I wish I could see some video like what transpired up there. So we had a great time. I assured Sonia when we went to Hawaii, I said, "Don't worry, Sonia, there is no gum allowed on this trip." So we still laugh at that. We get a lot of mileage out of that story. I will never do it again. The whole reason for that gag was kind of a payback because while we were in high school, we had this childish contest to see who could make the other person laugh so hard they'd spill milk out their mouth, nose, whatever. Laugh so hard that you lose control and you spill milk in the lunchroom. And he got me. And this was like the only grudge I've ever held in my life. It's like, someday I'm going to get him back. And I tried a couple times, bad timing, didn't work out, whatever. But this one was the coup de grace that took the cake. The other thing, I don't have to think about work or retirement for all. That was the point of the trip. But I did need, are we on the 18th? Yeah, we're on the 18th. I did need to edit a podcast before I left, because there was going to be one coming out right when I got back. So we got back on the 26th. That means Monday the 29th, there was a podcast coming out on the 31st or something. That first Wednesday at the end of July. It's like, I got to get this done before it goes any further. So we got that done. And also need to start looking at Dragon Con material. Clinton and Craig and I are starting to put together ideas for what we want to do for the Star Trek panel and for our combined show panel. All right, I have gone on really long with the fun stories and the disaster stories at home. That's how it was on July 16, 17, and 18. We're going to skip ahead when I get back because, well, actually, there's one more story from the 19th that I will cover tomorrow, and then we'll jump ahead after we got back from Hawaii. So, look forward to talking to you then. In the meantime, I'll be listening to all the other Dog Days podcasts. You can find them at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Subscribe to the master feed if you don't want to miss out on anything. And I will talk to you again real soon. Till then, take care. Stay safe. Bye.